Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. There's an old English proverb that says, necessity is the mother of invention. Well, for farmer and inventor Ron Hesla, the more accurate phrase is, aggravation is the mother of invention. SDPB's Jacqueline Severin brings you this story of how Hesla and his family took a common problem for many farmers, found a solution, and created a business.
Ron Hesla is a tinkerer. His wife, Deb, says his mind is constantly working.
There's never a dull moment, and a lot of my mornings, I come downstairs and he'll say, hey, Deb, come here, what do you think of this idea? I hear that a lot.
Ron finds inspiration from all around him for his inventions, including Deb's kitchen.
I'll go to my drawer and I'm looking for something and it's like, oh my gosh, it's gone because Ron's got it out in the shop. He thought he could make something out of it. So my kitchen utensils disappear.
Ron, Deb, and their son Eric all run ProMax, a family business that started because of one of Ron's inventions, the spoked gauge wheel. Besides being a tinkerer, Ron is also a farmer. The idea for the spoked gauge wheel all started when the Heslas inherited 36 acres of farmland right next to the Vermilion River. The land was prone to flooding, and even when it wasn't flooded, the ground was often saturated. But Ron says it was fertile land and produced a good crop, so he was determined to plant it.
When we inherited that, we just decided that we were going to make that work, and I guess that's what farmers do. You know, if you tell a farmer you can't do that, you're more likely going to see him out tomorrow working on it, because that's just the way they all operate, I guess.
Planting in that river bottom field meant the discs and gauge wheels on Ron's planter would often gum up with mud. The gauge wheel is what sets the seed depth on a planter. Depending on its size, a planter could have 30-plus gauge wheels. Ron's had 26. When a gauge wheel isn't moving because of mud and debris, the farmer has no choice but to stop planting, get out of his tractor, and manually clean those wheels.
It was a long process. I don't know what it would take, maybe sometimes 15 minutes a wheel, a row, I mean, if you got off and got your tools in order and brought them back there, and then Lord only know if you remembered to pick them all up. Every now and then I'd lose a wrench. And I think farmers are savvy to this, because I've asked them if we got a GPS that would tell us when our tractor was stopped for 5 minutes, could we get a waypoint put there so we can go back and get our breaker bar and our wrenches? It's an easy thing to forget when you're in a hurry and you want to get done. And sometimes we leave common sense behind.
Besides leaving tools and common sense behind, Ron says many of the neighboring farmers were ready to leave their land near the river behind. He says many ended up selling out of frustration. Ron, however, saw this as an opportunity to study the problem and find a solution.
After some time, it wasn't an immediate answer, but there was, thankfully, with some patience and studying, I found a wheel one morning when the one on this side was plugged, and as I took that off, I actually saw a perfectly round ball, like a super ball, rolling on the rim next to it that hadn't plugged. And I got to thinking, gosh, it must start in that small operation of just grabbing more mud and more particles and getting bigger, and finally not getting through all the obstacles that are into rotating of equipment when we're planting. And said, gosh, I think if we open it up, we could probably let the problem out before it becomes plugged.
The solution seems simple. Put some slots in the gauge wheel so mud and debris can escape. But it took many prototypes before Ron came up with the right configuration. Ron's son Eric was an integral part of the operation. Eric was tasked with sitting on a small board jerry-rigged to the back of the planter, filming the many prototypes his dad made to see if any of them worked.
Of course, now we would use something like a GoPro or a Garmin Verb or something you can mount on the frame. But it was a nice ride back there and just see the principle of sound. It worked. Needed some modification, more than that original crude prototype, but just seeing the principle of sound, there was merit to the whole concept.
After 5 years of tinkering, filming, remaking, and testing, Ron and Eric had the final version of their spoked gauge wheel. They came up with a wheel that was structurally strong and let mud out, while also preventing debris from going back in, which was essential for no-till farming. Eric says his dad originally set out to solve a problem on their own farm, but after neighbors kept coming to ask how they were able to plant that muddy river bottom field, Eric says they realized this idea could expand beyond their farm.
I mean, regardless of brand of equipment, a row unit like this is what everybody has, which means if we have the problem, chances are, you know, farmers around the world all running that same similar equipment are going to have that issue as well. And we realize, you know, if this has made our life easier, if it's given us better crops and better harvest, why wouldn't it do it for everybody else everywhere as well?
So the Hessels had reinvented the gauge wheel, but they had to work out their next problem, which was how to start a business. Eric ended up going to school for business at the University of South Dakota. There he got help and encouragement from two of his professors. He and his dad entered competitions, sought feedback wherever they could, and also received help from the Governor's Office of Economic Development and the Small Business Administration. Eric says it took a lot of persistence in the beginning. They had to find early adopters, those farmers willing to take a chance on their new invention.
At first, we did a lot of cold calling. We did a lot of driving around. We did a lot of, there's a farm, let's see if somebody's home. There's somebody in the field, let's go see if they'll give us a minute. There's a implement dealership, let's drive in and give them a pitch. To be honest, we were so new at things, we didn't know exactly what the best avenue was to get this out there.
Eric says there were a lot of detractors in the beginning, but eventually the idea took hold. Now they not only sell directly to farmers, but to dealers and original equipment manufacturers. Their base of operations is in Tea, South Dakota, where parts, all manufactured in the U.S., are assembled and shipped worldwide. And Ron hasn't stopped inventing. Right now, Promax holds 5 patents, with more pending. After the spoked gauge wheel, Ron invented a scraper system that is self-sharpening and requires no tools to assemble. The scraper attaches to a planter's discs and helps scrape and eject mud and debris out of the spoked gauge wheel, creating a system that the Hesslers say help farmers plant in virtually any type of soil. Eric says they'll continue to keep inventing and finding solutions to make farmers' lives better.
And if we can remove all the stress, all the work, all the labor, and just have them get a seed in the ground and plant start to finish without all that other cumbersome work and labor, that's really what we're out to do.
Eric and Ron say they still farm that piece of land near the river to test new ideas and to keep themselves challenged. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jacqueline Severin in Sioux Falls.